This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Request Friday Night, podcasting right here at Section 86 and at iTunes. Damn, wrong door.
Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League. Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
86 Productions.
Hey, man, this is Cousin Wild. We're calling. I just wanted to say thanks to you guys for rocking my stereo, man. The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is flat out badass.
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Keep rolling. keep rolling, boy. You don't know what you're in for. Oh, you better roll now. Roll, roll, roll. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
Another night with the missus and me. sitting on the couch watching Court TV. But let me tell you, son, it can sure get real if you ever get to thinking it's a done deal. Turtle Bayou, turn around and get your big feet up off the ground. Turtle Bayou, turn around. Well, that's a good time. Now that's a right to town. Irish and Cherokee. She come down here when the north is low. She don't care for the ice and the snow. Turtle Bayou, turn around and get your big feet up off the ground. Turtle Bayou, turn around. We'll pass a good time. I pass the lights of town. Sometimes I was looking at every woman but mine. I was looking at the faces, looking at the parts, looking through the hole in the bottom of my heart. Turtle Bayou, turn around. Well, that's a good time. That's the lights of town. Turtle Bayou, turn around. But that's a good time, and I pass the lights of town. Turtle Bayou, turn around. Turtle Bayou, turn around. Turtle Bayou, turn around.
off in my saddle. Won't you look? I just can't take it anymore. No, no. But when I get you in the saddle, I'm gonna hear you in the
could have went on with that a little bit. That's Tommy Bowen, recorded live in 1974 at Ebbets Field. Yeah, Sioux City, Iowa's own Tommy Bowen. Like I said, it's sad loss. 1976, we lost him due to a drug problem, but great talent, cut way short, that's for sure. He was in his own band. He was in actually a lot of bands, but he had his own band called Zephyr in the late 60s, early 70s, and I believe he put out a couple albums, and then he ended up jumping around a little bit. He actually replaced Joe Walsh in the James Gang when Joe left to do his own solo stuff. And also, same, you know, after about a year or two with the James Gang, he left them as well. And then Deep Purple, when Richie Blackmore left them in 1974, he jumped in and, man, just some absolute great guitar work. And he played with a lot of other bands besides those two and Zephyr, and just a, like I say, great loss with Tommy Bowen. And he was just getting going, and I hope you like that song. It's called Walk in My Shadow. Again, like I said, from the live at Ebbets Field in 1974. And right before that, we heard a guy that I'm just now starting to get into. He's fairly new to me. The album was sent to me here a while ago, and I just now really get to listen to it for like the second or third time and finding a lot of good music on it. And what we heard there is track number one, Bayou Tortoise, and from the Just Us Kids album released in 2008 that on Lightning Rod Records. That is James McMurtry, and he's been around for quite a while and has a lot of albums out, and like I said, he's brand new to me, and like I say, I'm just getting used to this brand new album here, so I have a lot of his catalog to go back and listen to, that's for sure. And he's from Austin, Texas, and man, a lot of great bands down there in Texas, that's for sure. A band called Hay Shaker, they sent me this song here earlier in the week, and I was more than happy to play it. It's actually a cover song, a Neil Young cover song, Old Man, of course, and the band Hay Shaker, they're from Waycross, Georgia. And right now they're working on their second CD, and they had one out released, I believe, I'm not sure what year it was released, but the album was called Black Holiday in Mexico City. And if you want to hear more from the Hay Shaker, you can go to their MySpace. And actually, it's not the Hay Shaker, it's called MySpace/Honky Band, and you'll get to their other songs on their player there, and as well as the album's also available on CD Baby. And many thanks to Chris from Hay Shaker for sending me that new song. They just finished it, I think, just a week or so ago, and he sent it out. And it's really good stuff, and it's going to be on their new album that they're working on. And I hope you like that from the band Hay Shaker. And like I said, check them out at their MySpace and also at CD Baby for their first album, Black Holiday in Mexico City. Like I said, good stuff. And I started this set off tonight with a band, actually an artist, Clinton Miller, and I've played him in the past. And this is from his 2005 release. The album's called 500 Years. And see the song I played. It's called Hard Lovin' Woman. And if you want to hear more from Clinton, he's got an album out that was later than this one, released in 2007. The album was called The Sacred Art of the Sun. And that also is a fantastic album, and a lot of good stuff right there. And if you go to his MySpace/Clinton J. Miller, and you'll hear a lot more from this artist, and I hope you really like that. Like I said, the song's called Hard Lovin' Woman from the album called 500 Years. And you're in for a treat tonight. Like I said, over the last few weeks, I've been playing bootlegs that Mike Kerr from Buffalo, New York, he's been recording these, and what I have tonight is earlier, we've had Bob Wayne and Outlaw Carnies and Joey Alcorn from the Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo, New York, not too far from where Mike lives, and he's been recording these, and this is a fantastic sounding Wayne Hancock bootleg that we're going to be playing here. It was recorded March 9th, and just, like I said, just fantastic stuff. A lot of good music from the brand new album, Viper of Melody, that's released April 21st, and just this next Tuesday, so it's pretty good timing on this bootleg, and if you're a fan of Wayne Hancock, you're not going to want to miss this anyway, so that's going to be coming up after this next set of music, and so look forward to that. Anyway, I'm going to, like I said, get back into that set right now. So I'll talk to you on the other side of these. This is the Bootleg Song Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Poor me. Poor me. Poor me. Poor me in a shot of whiskey. Bartender, hit me one more time. When he left, I cried. Put no quarters in the slot. I don't want to talk and I don't want to dance. I damn sure ain't looking for romance. I don't want to hang out with the crowd. I don't want to party and get real loud. Believe me when I tell you that I thought this through. There's only one thing that I want you to do for me. I'm lost inside. Won't you help me? Yeah, feel it to the top, cause I hit it right bottom this time. Oh, pick it, boy. Let's go. Story said, but it's true. So many things that I never knew. He loved to party and he loved to dance. He loved to get loud every time he had a chance. I always thought he was a simple-minded okie. Well, little did I know he was a king of karaoke. He was everything that a man should be. The problem was that it wasn't with me. Poor me, poor me, poor me. I'm lost inside. Won't you help me? I feel it to the top, cause I hit it rock bottom this time. No, won't you feel it to the top, cause I hit it rock bottom this time. One more, feel it to the top, cause I hit it rock bottom this time. Poor me, poor me. But I must have something, babe, as I'm holding you in my arms. And if you let me kiss you one time, you just won't number two. Well, maybe three or even four, I'll give it all up to you. Well, there's one thing you can be sure of, this I guarantee.
so near. Oh, the thought of your embracing me, girl, sends me quite to fear. So if you let me kiss you one time, you just want number two.
Thank you. question. You know, kick with four. When you lay down your hand, I'm tempted to shake more. Abraham again, just through his dreams. Secret feelings sound like screams. You need emotion, every day. You need emotion every day, or you'll fix more than that. I don't care how much need away. When I explain your careless mouth, this is my soul, what is my brain? My only facts, I'm saying your touch. Never him again, so he comes through. Keep on trying to end down the moon. If it rains again, I'm planning to sit here. If it rains again, you watch your real fear. If it rains again, maybe they came like a fool. If it rains again, but I don't know. Days and nights, our river zones is equating. The long beating sun to lie, I turn with my main means. Never him again, so he tries a new deal. I look this strange show, which is never real. You need emotion every day, so feel it and so bad. You need emotion every day, or your tricks make me mad. You need emotion every day. You need emotion every day. All my tricks make you shy. Yeah.
Oh Yeah, from the album Forward in Reverse, released in 2007, a band that was just sent to me recently, and I checked out their MySpace just today, and man, great stuff. Ryan McGarvey, and fantastic song right there called Texas Special. From Mexico City, USA, Ryan McGarvey, man, like I said, he's been around for a while, and man, on his MySpace, I think he's got 6 or 7 tunes up there right now, and they all kick ass, so you get a chance to go to his MySpace. Or their .com, Ryan McGarvey. And man, you won't go wrong. Great stuff right there. Hope you like that. Like I said, song's called Texas Special from their Forward and Reverse album, released just a couple years ago, 2007. And a band from France right before them. The band's called Double Stone Washed. And from their 2007 self-titled released album. And I played a track off that called Ever and Again. And that's on their Mosaic Music label. And again, another great band there from France. And right before that, a pretty obscure album, actually, from the band The Guess Who. It was released in 1971, right after Randy Bachman left the band to form, he left the band and formed a band called Brave Belt first, and then that turned into, basically, the supergroup Bachman-Turner Overdrive. But in Randy's place, we had a guitarist called Kurt Winter jumped in with The Guess Who, and in 1971, on RCA record labels, they released So Long Bannatyne, and I played the title track from that album. And just great stuff from The Guess Who, and I hope you like that. Like I said, rather an obscure album, and it was kind of hard to come across, but Two Tons of Steel right before that, band out of San Antonio, Texas, from their 2006 release. The album's called Vegas on Palo Duro Records, and we played a track off that, Baby, You Got Me, from Two Tons of Steel. And I started this set off just a while ago, a song my wife was playing the other day on her radio, on her iPod. And I was listening to it. I was up in the other room and kind of caught my attention. I hadn't heard it for a while. And the song's been around for a while, too. The band is Trick Pony and from Nashville, Tennessee. And actually, like I said, the song has been out for a while, but they just released an album called The Best of Trick Pony with a bunch of remastered songs on it, just released this year. And again, like I said, the song is called Poor Me, and I hope you like that set right there. And I appreciate everybody who's taking the time to tune in tonight. And this will be podcast number 29 over at section86.com coming up this Tuesday, as it always is. And everybody's hanging out in the chat with me. I appreciate that, too. And check out these other podcasts, like I usually mention. On my shows, I try to get the word out there as much as I can because a lot of good music out there. And, you know, there ain't shit really on your car radio station. You know, the stuff you hear all the fucking time. But you get on MySpace and check around. There's a lot of podcasts you can find. Whiskey and Waterbeds. Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup over there at Whiskey and Waterbeds on MySpace. They put out one hell of a podcast, and they just put up a couple of new ones here in the last week or two. And there's also, Hey Ride to Hell. Joey Fuckup does that on his own. And then Whiskey Brian has a podcast called Trying Times. And like I said, check those guys out, man. Crazy fucks over there. But they put out some good music, and that's what it's all about, man. You find a lot of good stuff out there, and all you got to do is look for it. Simple as that. And I'm going to get into this Wayne Hancock bootleg right now. Like I said, over the last month or so, Mike Kerr has recorded a few shows from their Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo, New York. And Bob Wayne and Outlaw Carnies I played earlier. And Joey Elkhorn just last week I played a bootleg from that. Well, man, this tops it all off. Recorded, like I said, March 9th of this year. And a lot of songs from the brand new album from Wayne Hancock that's coming out April 21st. Kind of good timing on my part. Didn't really plan it that way, but the album comes out this coming Tuesday. And on this bootleg, you can hear a few of the new songs that'll be on it, as well as a couple songs from Tulsa and some of the earlier stuff from Wayne Hancock. So, like I said, you picked a good night to, or day to pick, download, or listen to this podcast. So, roll up a couple joints, light one up, set one down in front of you, because by the time this is over, you'll be going through both of them. So, here's some Wayne Hancock, recorded at the Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo, New York. Hope you like this.
Thank you. Well, how y'all doing? Really? and juke joint kind of world in the same. The honky tonk on how to hang with this game. We're gonna do a little dancing. We'll keep out there before the light. We're on the play, we're on the high. We're gonna juke joint jumping tonight.
Is it? Yes, you'll love thunderstorms and neon signs. I grew up on the road from town to town. Well, my dad line of work kept us moving around. I got fond memories of where things were back then. The warmth of the neon when a bad storm was moving in. Listen to the opera in small cafe. Where we stopped to get a bite along the way. Whenever I hear the wheels begin to whine, it takes me back to another time. I got a real nice room with a radio and TV. Some trucker special. Is it Motel 11 is the only fly for me. And it looks like it'll be raining for quite some time. And mixed with the lightning is the glow from a neon sign. Turn on HBO and go.
Bye. I begin to shake. This is falling glass, freight, freight train. No cargo, just won't wait. Now hook them boxcars up and roll that freight.
Thank you.
Well, the rich folk call it recession, but the poor folk call it depression. Everybody's hitting the street with the low-down blues. Well, I ain't making no suggestions, but I just like to ask one question. If I can't find work, how the hell I'm gonna pay my dues? I got a hole in my roof and a hole in my shoes, and I sure am feeling down. But if I wanna have a place to lay my head, I gotta play every old honky-tonky in town. Working at work and dodging my bills, I wonder if the president knows how I feel. I've stood in every soup line around. Well, it's getting awful hard to keep living this way, staying on the edge from day to day. And if I don't find something soon, I'll be highway bound.
Thank you.
dead dry, ain't I know you're high. Everything dandy, drug on down to your candy store. Get your kicks off of peppermint candy, then you'll know your body's sick. You don't care about the pay no rent when the sky is high. So am I, if you're a viper. I'd like to introduce the bandy right now while we're all reasonably here. Over here on the steel guitar tonight, we've got Tony Locke. Yeah. Tony used to play lead guitar about 10 years ago in this band, so that's kind of interesting. This is Huck Johnson on the Doghouse bass. We got Dizzy Zabin right here. I'm Wayne Hancock, and I'm happy to be here. I'm going to a town that's swing with quality hits to a game right all night for all day. If you have fever, I'll stay. Jose is the town for me. See, there's a lot of good women. You and I'll be there. Hey! This whole night of sweat is in the air. Hey! And all I'm saying, Jose is the town for me. Tony!
You're listening to the Bootlegger Sound Radio Shows, all requests Friday night at flapdaddy.com.
Well, the news was out all over town. I feel it going down. I'm leaving on that high rolling train. Don't care no more what people say. I've got my fare, I'm gonna have my day. Tonight I'm leaving on that high rolling train. Don't want no crying, sorrow or blue food. Ain't got to worry about paying dues. Don't want no sorrow or feeling down. Lord, it's time to be going. I'm glory bound. Gal, stay with me. This is my final ride. The time for going. Dizzy, play me in the blues. Slick frozen satin sheets. So I pack my things and then I hit the streets. It is 7 southbound to San Antonio. You got your baby, but I ain't got no home. The pavement burning at 102. I don't need to hear no more about nothing, cause I don't need you. And the sun keeps beating me down and it's hotter than hell. And if I'm a lucky, I'll pick you a ride, but you can't never tell. But I'd rather be here with the bugs and flies than back there hearing your alibis. I heard all that, I'm gonna hear you say, I'm gonna take my pride and go the other way. 87 southbound to San Antonio. It's getting laid out. Well, I'm 40 miles from home. The rain keeps falling like a tear from my eye. Just trying to wash away all the hurt from all your lies. Yes, play that old film. Across an evening sky. And if I'm lucky, I'll make it there or live right down and die. But I know when the morning comes, I'll still be a walking son of a gun. When afternoon comes and rolls around, I have a 10 more miles and one more time. 87 southbound to San Antonio. You got your baby, well, I ain't got no home. The pavement's burning at 92. I don't need to hear no more about nothing, cause I don't need you. No, I don't need to hear no more about nothing, cause I don't want you.
Throw him down. I'm driving my young life away.
Well, I'm a honky tonk man, and I'm busy with Scott. I love to give a girl a throw, use the music that would love you by. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone. I holler, hey, hey, mama, keep the daddy coming home. Well, I'm living fast and it ain't real late. I got plenty of company. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. Get waves to the lights of town. Well, I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't see the stars. I love a girl, the music girl, I love you, when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone. I holler, hey, hey, mama, give me daddy come home. I'm dizzy. Little gal and a jug of wine. We're deep to make a honky tonk wine. She bought corn in a honky tonk town. I can't wait to leave my money down. Well, I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I never give a girl for a piece of music up an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone. You're just gonna have to prove to us that you're Bob Wayne's little brother, huh? All right, this guy's got balls.
Drizzling rain was slowly falling as you waved your last goodbye, and I stood there your name a calling. With a big old tear drops in my eye. Should've done them things I oughta, and you'd still be here today. Should have said the words I thought of. Well, that's a prize. Live wild, free and reckless. Man, oh man, I have my fun. Now my world's so sad and lonely. Wish I could change the things I've done.
won't pass. Should have bought you Sunday dresses, fresh cut flowers for your head, pretty diamonds for your fingers. Now you're gone, and Lord, I don't know where.
About 20 years. I was born in Dallas, 1965. Moved around the country quite a few times, settled in northeast Texas, joined the Marines for 4 years. Got tired of that, jumped back out, became an alcoholic for about 2 or 3 years, and decided to jump into music. And I've got quite a few albums out. My latest one is called The Viper of Melody. This album is different from others because we have our touring band is on this album rather than a studio band. In the past, I've used up to 4 or 5 players playing at one time on a guitar solo. So on this album, it's just us 4 guys, and there's the Onimus Train. See, that's a good omen right there. That's how you know this album's going to be good, because you hear the train blowing in the background.
Tonight I'm leaving on a high rolling train.
I wrote it about 15 years ago, but I just kind of now got, I wrote it about 12 years ago. Just now got around to where I could do it, because I wrote it for my father. And my father died of atomic bomb cancer. And I was on the road, I was touring when he died. And the song High Rolling Train is actually about transition from life to death. And a lot of people write funeral songs. They're absolutely hang on to everything they can when they're dying. And in my song, I look at it more as a transition. And my father spoke of going to catch that train and going to the glory land. So that's what the song's about.
Oh, feeling down. Well, it's time to be going. I'm glory bound. Please stay with me. If my day is full of blue. Well, it's
the song itself is about just being a songwriter. And the words are, I'm a viper of melody. I can roll in most any key. When I open up my heart and sing, I can make the bad times swing. So it's really a song about songwriting, but it gives a nod to marijuana.
I just twist one up and gather my friends around. You'll be a viper of melody.
I got married last year in June, and a lot of folks were afraid because I got married that my songwriting was going to get kind of wishy-washy and syrupy, like a lot of these fellas do when they write. So I wrote a lot of songs having to do with being in trouble with my woman, like Doghouse Blues.
Well, my baby's angry and I'm in the doghouse now. Well, she's my wife and I'm her dad, and I've done made her awful mad. My baby's angry and I'm in the doghouse now.
And I've got songs on there which I don't have in my marriage, but I got songs on there about people killing other people. First one thing and another. And it's got a lot of about the most noticeable thing about this new record is the fact that most of the songs are under 5 minutes. I mean, there's not one song on that album that's over 4 minutes, I think. I think they're all great, what they call radio friendly. So for those people out there that go ahead and put my music on because they don't take 5 or 10 minutes of airplay, you don't have to worry about this. This album is radio friendly. I've been on the road now for 15 years with my own band. This will be the 15th year out on the highway.
Lonesome highway. Ain't we lucky? And this is how it's gonna stay. Put your hand on the wheel and drive your truck.
I wrote Working at Working about 20 years ago when I first started playing in Austin. And I was living in a garage. I'm not talking about a garage like where you keep your car. Well, a garage where you keep your car in the 20s. And it had big gaps in the walls. Wind was always blowing through, but the blowing outside was blowing through my house. And so I wrote Working at Working at the time, but I never recorded it because it didn't really make a lot of sense. Everybody was doing well and stuff, but with the way things are going financially, I thought it'd be a good song to bust out. But it's pretty much about what it is now. It's about hard times, not being able to find work. And when I started, I just wanted to play good music and get it to the people who needed it more than most people, and that was the folks in rural areas. And the only way to do that really is to take a big pay cut, go with a shoestring type budgeting. I drive my own miles. I've got 500,000 miles on the van I got right now. I've driven over 1 million miles in the 15 years I've been on the road. Our job is to come here and make music. It's a service. We provide a service. What we do is we bring good music to rural areas. People that can't afford to pay $25 or $30 can come see us for $10 or $12. And we'll give them the same kind of show or probably even better. Play three times as long, and they can go home with some money in their pocket and feel like they had a good time. It's all about the music. play till you die. And folks, if y'all want to find out more about where you can get this music, you can go to our website, WayneTheTrainHancock.com. You can order them right online, and you ain't got to worry about the middleman getting no money, because there ain't no middleman. The money just comes straight to us, and we'll send it straight to you. We can get an autograph on it, anything you want.
A viper of melody.
Yeah, that was very cool. That comes from actually the electronic press kit that Blake Judd of Judd Films helped put together for Wayne. And you can find that on YouTube and you get to see the video of it. It's really cool, man. I watched it and had a smile on my face the whole time watching that little 6 minute or so clip that Blake Judd put together of Wayne talking about the brand new album, Viper of Melody, coming out this coming Tuesday, April 21st. And man, as you heard through that bootleg that I just got done playing, recorded by Mike Kerr in Buffalo, New York at the Sportsman's Tavern there. He used a Zoom H2 and got online and looked at one. And, man, those little things are sweet, man. They're just a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes. And I guess Mike put this about 10 foot up in the air. And I believe he said it was like 10 foot away from stage. But as you heard right there, that Wayne Hancock bootleg set sounded just fantastic. And as all of them did, the Bob Wayne and Outlaw Carneys and the Joey Alcorn as well. But, man, a lot of good songs right there off the brand new album from Viper, called Viper of Melody, from Wayne Hancock coming out, and he played, and as well as some songs off the Tulsa album, and of course a lot of earlier Wayne Hancock songs. And once again, many thanks to Mike Kerr for documenting this show like he did, and like I said, it was recorded March 9th at the Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo, New York, and I really hope you enjoyed that Wayne Hancock bootleg set, and run out there Tuesday and buy the new album, Viper of Melody, and it's on Bloodshot Records, I believe. And also, if you want to, like I said, go to YouTube and check out Blake Judd's little electronic press kit he put up of Viper of Melody with Wayne Hancock talking about the new album and just some great stuff, man. I really hope you like that set. And like I said, many thanks to Mike Kerr for recording that and documenting that show. Well, like I said, like I do on all my podcasts, I got to give a shout-out to Andy over at section86.com for putting my show up on iTunes as well as section86.com. And what section86.com is, and pretty soon he's going to have a new website up, but it's basically just a podcast network, and he puts other people's shows on there and advertises some stuff. And like I said, puts them on iTunes, and he does a lot of work. And like I said, look forward to a new homepage there at section86.com pretty soon. You got Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee. Over there, you got Vertebreaker, Creative Tragedy, the Community Sports League, and there's a few other shows, the Hank and Chain Show, and we're really hoping that Jared will be on here doing some of his shows here pretty soon. We miss his shows. He hasn't put out any out in 2009 yet, but I'm sure he will. So those are some of the shows over at section86.com, and like I said, we certainly appreciate all your support keeping these kind of shows going, and like that Wayne Hancock bootleg set right there, and the downloads have been pretty good, and I just appreciate you guys that take the time to download it or listen to it wherever you're listening to it from, and keeping these podcasts like this going strong, and I hope you like that. Well, I'm going to be all over the map a little bit again tonight, played a little bit of Wayne's style of music, but right now what I'm going to do is get into an album that's going to be coming out, I guess, next month, and of course the band is actually Black Sabbath when Dio joined after Ozzy was fired. They put out the Heaven and Hell album. And I guess now, since Tony Iommi of Black Sabbath, he owns the name Black Sabbath. And since they were inducted into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I believe in 2005, and the fact that they still tour with Ozzy at times, he's keeping the Black Sabbath name to the original members, I believe. And since Ozzy's out touring himself this year, and Dio and Tony Iommi and the boys, Geezer, they all got together to form in put an album out, and they're going to tour as well this year under the name Heaven and Hell. And basically, like I said, though, it's basically Black Sabbath with Ronnie James Dio. And fantastic stuff, man. I got a couple good songs right here lined up. And like I say, this next set of music is going to be going into extremes from one side to the other. So check this out right here, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. This is the Bootlegger Song Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Blake Clayton, your host of It Burns When I Pee at Section86.com, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on Flappadaddy.com.
Please forgive these thoughts I'm thinking. I didn't mean to be unkind. Please forgive me if I hurt you. Don't you know it was the last thing on my mind? I've searched for you for all my lifetime. I love you long as I live. Don't ever take your love from me, dear. Hold me close and please say that you
bye.
Yeah, one of the many benefits about having your own radio show is you get to play your dad's music, and that right there was Roy Fox and the Country Blues, my dad. He passed away in 1973, but he had a band locally around here in the Michigan area, Lake Odessa, and he was pretty well known around this whole area. And that was a live recording from one of the, I believe, it's possibly down from the Swamp Bar here in Lake Odessa, Michigan. And I believe that's where that particular recording might have been from. And this was like probably back in 1970. Who knows? But it was recorded on a single reel-to-reel player with maybe one microphone. And I'm amazed at the sound that they got out of it back then. And I messed around with the audio on it and tried to get it sounding the best I can. You know, it's a little, a little bit touch and go on that. But hey, that is, you know, a pretty good bootleg, I think, from my dad back in the day. And then right before that, I played one of the songs he put out, a couple 45s. And that was a song he put out called Please Forgive. And like I said, Roy Fox and the Country Blues. And I hope you like that right there. And I started this set off here a while ago with a brand new album release. I think it's coming out end of next month. The band's called Heaven and Hell. But what it basically is the Black Sabbath band after Ozzy left and they signed Dio. And that's what basically it is. But they're going under the name Heaven and Hell. And from that album, I played Follow the Tears and Double the Pain. And just, like I said, great stuff. So look forward to that here coming up. And I'll be playing a lot more of this in weeks to come on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, because the whole album is really solid. It's just not an album that they're throwing out. I mean, these guys have been around forever, right? Playing a lot of music, but this album here is really solid all the way through, and I'll be playing a lot more of it, like I said, in the weeks to come. So, well, hey, my show's kind of running over tonight. I still got a song to play as I leave, but once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, as you always do. And I was telling Andy at section86.com earlier that I was going to plug the site more often, and I really didn't really get around to it that much during the show tonight. But, you know, like I say, I appreciate everything Andy does at section86.com, putting it up on my show up on iTunes, as well as Blake Clayton's at Burns When I Pee. And, man, keeping these podcasts going. And you guys are, too. And we certainly appreciate everything you do to keep us going strong. Anyway, I'm going to end the show right now. And like I said, I appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm going to leave you with a song from the Live and Dangerous album. The band is Thin Lizzy, man. What a great, great bass player and singer, vocalist Phil Lynott was. And a sad loss there. And the song I'm going to play to go out tonight is from the Live and Dangerous album. It's called Suicide. So anyway, you guys have a good week, and we'll talk to you later. You've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
The people called it suicide. A bullet from a .45. Nobody cared, nobody cried. Don't that make you feel sad? One song.
running fast. Nobody cared, nobody cried.